Did you see what happened? How the Falcons scored?
No.
So Gurley was running to the end zone with like a minute left, and he tried to stop and fall down before he got in the end zone, but the ball had already crossed the plane. It was the most Falcons thing ever. Yes!
Wait.
Wow, that laughter is crazy. They still need an extra point.
Oh my God.
Look at Arthur Blank. Look at Arthur Blank.
Gurley was running to the end zone and he tried to stop and fall down, but when he fell at the line, the ball had crossed the plane.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
they would have won the game if he would have just stopped.
This is the most Falcon season I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, come on.
Hey, even better, this is being recorded, so that can go out on a show.
Yes, that should be the intro. Somewhere.
Oh God, that's such a class.
Oh, please make the kick.
Flag. Oh, piss off.
He definitely wasn't past the line of scrimmage.
No, it's probably unsportsmanlike.
Look at Todd Gurley.
He's like, man, I love. I didn't sign up for this.
What's the flag for?
Oh.
This makes the extra.
So now it makes it a
30 yard?
No, this makes it a 50 yard extra point.
On Amendola.
50 yard extra point.
Cleveland.
If it's a 15 yard penalty, it's normally a 30. Isn't it a 35 yarder, like 33? This is going to be like a 48 yarder.
But that's Cleveland the most Detroit thing that could possibly happen.
Cleveland have just scored with 11 seconds to go.
Please make this, Prater.
Wow.
Please make
this. Get Joe Burrow out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, 48 yarder.
Come on, please.
Look at it.
Come on, Prater, please.
Make this.
Flag. There's a flag on the play. He made it, but there's a flag.
He drilled it.
I bet you it's a false start.
No, it's going to be like some like illegal lineup or something.
It's going to be on the defense.
Everybody's still going onto the field.
Hold on.
Look at all the Detroit fans there. Where were they?
Yeah, some tickets still go to the
This is some Detroit
on the defense.
Stuff.
How do you have a false start on the defense?
Oh.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
The Falcons have lost.
The Falcons tried.
Falcons gonna Falcon.
Hang on. James, do you remember the Falcons played the Lions in London and were 21-0 up and lost 22-21 in London against the Lions?
Yeah.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Hello, what's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the 2-Point Conversion, the instant reaction show following the Saints' victory over the Carolina Panthers. Joining me to discuss everything just after full time is James. Mr. Baker, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. We're less into the future in the UK this week than we usually are because our clock went back last night. So we're an hour closer to America today, which is good. So it's not quite as late as it normally is when we're watching games.
No, it's quite nice. It's not even 8:30 yet. We're going to go to bed on time. It's fantastic. Also joining in the past, their present, is Jason. Jason, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. It also helps that the game was only like 2 hours and 40 minutes. I mean, this game really flew by, a lot of long drives, so it was kind of nice. But I'm actually here at my parents' house out in La Place, chatting it up. Feeling good. It was a close game, but man, anytime you get a win, just get the win and move on.
Be good. Also joining us, Scott. Scott, how you doing?
I am doing fan-freaking-tastic. LSU won, the Saints won, the Falcons lost, and the only way the Falcons can lose. It's a beautiful day.
Like we could do a whole podcast just on that last 2 minutes of that Falcons game. We literally could just do the whole podcast on it. But no, we're here talking about the Saints' 27-24 victory over the Carolina Panthers. I think we're going into this game, I think we all would have just taken any type of result here, especially with the injuries that we had going, and also the injury we've sustained in the first half. But I just want to make one point straight away. I learned something today watching this game. I learned that you have to play shortstop to be able to play in the NFL.
Jeez, it was so annoying. That was all they kept talking about.
That's the one takeaway I got from this game. You know, I want to be a quarterback. You know, when I was growing up, I want to be a quarterback. I want to be a quarterback. Got it so wrong. Never played shortstop. So,
Remember seeing, you know, as the game started, I'm like, okay, I've heard of Chris Spielman. I'd never heard of the other guy who was with him. And I'm like, man, they gave us the bottom Fox broadcasting crew. And look, being a Saints fan for a long time, especially before Breeze and them came over, I've seen these bad. You know, I understand us not getting the good announcers, but this was even worse than that. It was awful.
These tough guys,
and not just them, not just them, but like even the camera, they weren't showing replays of different things. I mean, it was like, what's going on? I don't know what. I guess Fox just is. I don't know. Maybe they're running short on the budget for the corona crisis.
Well, they also have some cameras in the World Series right now. Maybe that's where our cameras are.
And that's true.
Yeah, and Joe Buck will be on the World Series, won't he? I would imagine he's a Fox commentator, yep. Isn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But great game, you know, by the Saints, at least offensively speaking. And we moved the ball pretty much up and down the field on them. Trying to look at some box score stuff now. Not a lot of Taysom Hill, which I guess was a good thing.
I never thought Callaway, I'd hear the day you say that.
Right? That's when you know it's reached the point, when Scott's admitting that.
Admitting it, then it's good. Callaway had a great game, 8 receptions, 75 yards. Kamara caught it out the backfield a lot. Also had 8 receptions, 55 yards. He had another 83 yards rushing.
The real key was the and especially even like the first drive, 14 play drive, took up, I don't know, 7.5, 8 minutes, whatever it was. Just the ball control that they were able to take advantage of in this game was massive, especially when Saints secondary blows and gives up these bomb plays and, you know, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever it is. It was really important to help wear down and just kind of control the game that way. And the offense, you know, very balanced, and Breeze played his ass off today.
Defense is absolutely shocking. And I think James has got a point he wants to make on the defense. So the floor is yours, James.
Oh, we're going there already, are we? I was just going to make the point. We're talking about the offense. Sorry. Was it 12 or 13 on third down?
Yes, it was.
It was incredibly good.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a stat that popped up that we've got the third best third down conversion rate in the league this year at 48%. But obviously going of 12 or 13 on third down was really good. And I think, you know, if that's what you're doing on third down, more often than not, you're going to win the game.
Drew was 30 for 37. So he only had 7 incompletions.
He was once. Yeah, he was 9-9 on third downs today.
Yeah.
Strong.
So the offensive line held up well too, you know, with our rushing game. Drew only got sacked once. He had time to throw the ball.
He was zipping it around a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely.
And especially with Armstead going out, I mean, that was the one sack was just Hurst just got abused. And to be honest, when that happened, and that was early in the game, that was in the first half, I'm like, oh man, this is not going to be good. I honestly thought he would get it sacked another couple of times. So to only have one, for them to kind of game plan and kind of scheme around that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you did fear for Hurst, didn't you, after that sack that he gave up? But he held up okay after that. And, you know, usually when Armstead goes down, Pete goes out to left tackle.
Yeah.
And they bring him. I wonder whether it was because Easton wasn't playing.
Does actually anyone know what's wrong with Armstead yet? Because did they mention it once in the broadcast?
He came in with a hand injury, but he played. They said it was his arm. He did something to his arm in this game, and that's why he didn't come back.
Oh, right. So it's not the same injury then.
Right. It's not the same. But yeah, if Easton was playing, we definitely would have kicked out Pete to tackle. I think that's a given.
Another game with penalties kind of slanted the wrong way. We had 6 for 50. They had 1 for 5.
But we're not carrying over 100-yard penalties now. That's coming down. So it's in the right direction.
It is in the right direction, but I mean they missed two blatant fast face masks on Kamara. Yes.
No, right. No, Scott, that's not what it is. Every other team is so much more disciplined than the Saints, right? Oh, I mean, that's it, right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be it.
I mean, the worst penalty that we gave away today was Gardner Johnson hitting the receiver out of bounds. That was the worst one that we gave up today.
Well, I don't know. The pick play that did not, the pick non-pick
yeah,
play
what
that
a
denied,
lot of shit that,
denied
was.
That touchdown. I mean, that was really questionable at best.
Oh, it was, but the Gardner Johnson one was a definite penalty.
Oh, yeah, that was just being stupid.
And like Drew Brees seems to love his new golf club.
Yeah, Callaway. Big Bertha, baby. Yeah, I just flew out of New Cali. I hit it great. But it was funny. I'm surprised you didn't tweet it. But when Ben mentioned, did Michael Thomas punch out Gardner Johnson's talent too?
Yeah, he did look suspect at the start of the game, didn't he? Along with the whole defense, it was a bit. Well, it was a bit frustrating, wasn't it? Marshawn as well. What's going on?
Yeah, he was, but just the Williams. Like, how does Williams continue to do that? I mean, are we just not that talented, or is our coaching just that poor? I'm sick of having a terrible secondary.
Is that Joe Brady knowing the defense? Maybe.
I don't know.
It's every week.
Yeah, this isn't just Brady. And if Williams just doesn't bite on this short route and plays where he's supposed to, I mean, he stinks. He's not smart. He doesn't make smart plays on the field.
And it's every week we're giving up big plays.
Yeah.
Every
I think we have like, six plays given up over 40 yards.
Drew Brees is best game of season, though, I think.
I think hands down, especially considering you're without your top two wide receivers, like he's making Marquez Callaway and whoever else look good.
Seeing a nice receiver wearing a number 12 jersey in black and gold again is quite nice.
And his name's Marquez. It's close to Marquez. I like it.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. James, we move on to your point.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, Cam Jordan, right? He's been anonymous this year.
Compared to
usual. Now I know he's had a lot of double teams, but that's never stopped him being productive in the past. I think it's time for him to stop worrying about what he looks like before and after a game and to actually concentrate on the game itself. You know, I mean, you know, Davenport had our one sack today, and that was a great sack as well when he came on. But
it was play of the game.
That was
it was
probably play of the game.
Jordan, yeah, Cam Jordan just needs to maybe concentrate on the game itself rather than looking good. You know, I mean, on the play calling, there was a play call on third down in the first half, and I think I mentioned it in the group chat where we rushed three and put Cam Jordan in coverage. So why are you taking your best pass rusher and putting him in coverage on a third down?
It makes no sense. And we did the same thing later in the game with Hendrickson. We dropped Hendrickson to cover somebody and he couldn't. And we gave up a first down. Like, I don't understand that at all. And really, I mean, the pass rush was pretty non-existent. Early in the first half, we had a couple of good plays, but then it was just non-existent.
Yeah, and Teddy was getting rid of the ball quick on a few plays, but I mean, he had a lot of time to throw the ball. You know,
Teddy Bridgewater is a good quarterback.
Yeah, he is, and he has escapability. And you know, there were a couple times where we got close to him, but we didn't. You know, we didn't get him. But I mean, kind of to Jason's point, the pass rush is just non-existent. I don't know, nowhere
to be found. And is it? You know, could it be? I hope it's not. But could it be a case of Cam finally, like, all right, he's peaked, and now he's on the downswing?
Maybe he hit a wall. I don't know.
Usually, pass rushers. Yeah, he's right at the age where he should still be pretty good. But the fact that he has never missed
still carrying an injury.
Possibly the fact that he's never missed a game in almost 10 years. I mean, maybe the snaps are just kind of catching up to him. I hope that's not the case, but I don't know what else it could be.
Mm. So, any before I wrap this up, any other points before we move on and we'll talk a bit more on Monday's show.
it was. I did enjoy seeing Deontay Harris get involved in the offense. He had a couple, you know, a couple of those nice third down catches. Easy outs using the speed, and then he got that touchdown at the end of the first half. I mean, that was such a big, especially now looking at the score. If we get a field goal and not a touchdown, totally different game. That touchdown was just unbelievably huge because it's crazy. Because really... I felt like we had all the momentum, and then that 70-yard touchdown by them just kind of killed and stalled it for us. And then they got a lot of momentum, and that's when we all kind of got worried.
Yeah,
that drive before half, I mean, that was key. You a lot of times you see the Saints kind of sit down and just, you know, run the ball or whatever. You know, finally they decide to come out and, you know, try to get it down the field to score. And that, I mean, that was the game right there. If they don't score for a half, kind of like you said, we're losing that game.
It's a two-minute offense. Definitely. You know, we're really good at that just before the half, aren't we? You know, we've done quite a lot this season.
Yes, especially this season. We've been really good at that, just kind of just moving down the field.
Can we play two-minute offense all the time?
Right.
Well, you can't play that tempo for a whole game. But I do wonder sometimes, because obviously when you're playing that two-minute offense, it's Breeze calling the plays, isn't it, really? Because you're having to do them quick.
Mm.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, and I was listening, you know, driving in, listening to one other thing about the game. Even though it was only 3,000 fans in there, Peyton said they did notice it a little bit. So at least there was some kind of effect on the few fans that there were there.
I heard a couple of Houdat chants. I don't know if it was the TV or if it was them.
Yeah, that was the end of the game. I heard that as well. So, it's nice to see. Hopefully, we get back to normal soon.
Maybe
it's not all the show we've got for you.
That touchdown catch that he made, there where he bobbled it, caught it. That was an incredible
catch.
Yeah, great catch.
It was a good throw too. I mean, Drew threw him open.
Yeah.
But that was good. But go ahead, James. Ben. Sorry.
That's all the show we've got for you. So make sure you tune in for the main show. Tomorrow. It won't be live stream because Jeff's computer's still got porn on it. And eventually,
you might have got it cleaned up.
Dirty Alexandria porn.
That's bottom of the barrel. It's almost bad as Shumet porn.
It's kind of like they're dressed as cowboy fans.
Catch the main show. Follow us on Twitter at DumbTrollUS and at DumbTrollUK. And also taking the over with Billy Gunn. I think that's at Taking the Over. You can find it on both of the Dome Patrol Twitter feeds and BS and Beer Media. Also, the empire is growing. Might have a Premier League show. Might had a Pelican show dropped last night. Me and Jason sat down and spoke about the new coach. And speak to you guys soon. Who dat?
I'm going to say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, panther donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
The fuck's a panther donkey?
Past tense donkey.
60% of the time, they kick all the time.
Yo, well, it's the verbal Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The tart tastes me bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock dial. You word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill. We're not falling, we're taking back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden. On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling. We're not falling, a shot calling. We're taking back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.